We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Good morning, everybody! I'm Bart Winkler. Grant Bills is here. If you're on the Dan Shaney YouTube, in a little bit, Grant is going to morph to Tim Shea. It's going to be riveting stuff. Yeah.
Wow.
So we got an action-packed episode for you today. It is Grant and Tim. And then if you are on the audio version, I ripped through a bunch of Packer voicemails where more people are calling saying that they want us to lose. So real thrilling shit there. I think the Cubs aspect of this is the most, I don't know, like, well, it goes both ways. So Council leaves and goes to the Cubs. Yes. And if he goes anywhere else, you could justify it as get your money, do your thing, make your challenge. But it's the Cubs, which is, it's a big fuck you. And now it's leaking out that this was his dream job, which is bonkers. And that
you believe that? Do you 100% buy into that? I read that. I'm like, I don't know. Seemed a little much.
Yeah. I mean, I guess I don't know. Like, there is that little, it's just the Milwaukee's always been the little brother. And Craig just affirmed it, like, oh, this is great. I love here. I do this. I got my own feel. I got, you know, whatever. But if I could go to Chicago, I will leave in a fucking second, which is bothersome to me. I was on the Score yesterday. They called me, Shane Reardon did, and I was so happy. Not for any of this, but I got to do, I've been waiting for 30 years to do it. There's a Seinfeld episode where Newman gets caught, like, stealing mail or not, whatever, and they come to his apartment and he goes, what took you so long? And so Shane called and I picked up and go, what took you so long? And then, you know, obviously chopped it up with the boys. But the Cubs part of this, I don't know. I think the Craig part bothers, like the Craig betraying us bothers me. Just as I'm looking at different comments and now I'm realizing that people took my video and are using it in Cubs land and I'm not getting any credit, no links on my YouTube. It's infuriating me. And we're just like this joke. The Cubs didn't care about Craig Council one way or the other. And now because we're so upset about it, they're so happy that they got him. They don't give a fuck that they got him. They just care that they took him from us and it gives them the upper hand. And it just sucks, Grant. So welcome to the show.
Well, Cubs fans upgraded a manager big time. David Ross is a dweeb. All right. Horvat's said that. So they upgraded.
I want him.
I do not. But we can talk about that later. They upgraded a manager. They should be happy. But I also, like, Cubs fans, don't you feel a little dirty? Don't you feel like this is a little wrong? Like, I thought of Game of Thrones and the Red Wedding and how even Tyrion to his dad after that happened was like, really? Or the finale of Veep when Selena Meyer finally gets elected and like everything else around her like went to shit in order for it to make it happen. And it's like, yeah, you did it, but at what cost? It just feels so wrong that he is managing the Cubs. And I feel like Cubs fans should even think that. I want them to recognize that, you know?
They win the World Series a few years ago. And then they're celebrating taking, like, I'm reading some of the quote tweets now from this. There's some guy on Twitter named @Joe_obvious, two underscores.
Nice.
And he took 2 minutes of my video when Brett tells me that this is from the podcast the other day. Brett and Tosa tells me that Council is going to the Cubs, and he cuts the 2 minute video, says, "Send me your addresses. I want to send you guys some Brewers pacifiers." And Cubs fans are, again, it doesn't link back to my shit. I watch this multiple times. It's funnier every time. It makes it all worth it now. Like, it wasn't worth it when you got Craig, but the fact that Milwaukee's in shambles, bro. How do people, when they quote tweet, always say the same nine fucking things? It really bothers me. Cry more.
That's a big one. You get hit with that a lot.
This is definitely staged.
They don't they're not aware with how much or how little effort you're willing to put into stunts like that on your podcast. I don't think you'd go to such lengths to stage something like that.
This is a bad one for Brett. This Bart Winkler guy seems like a true fan. This other guy coping crazy. Well, no. Look, I mean, Brett, Craig Council sold us. He gaslit us. Mm-hmm. And so I want to know, because I think Giannis, bringing up Giannis is a rightful thing to do in this comparison, where he said a lot of things. And he said loyalty. I've talked about this. But imagine if Giannis also grew up here. Craig Council grew up here. It's not like the pictures come out of him as a kid at the ballpark, and he's like, geez, that's embarrassing. He's like, makes that his profile picture. You know, he's all like, I'll do every commercial you want. Show streets that I walk my kids on in strollers when I was a young man, dad. Like, really, really intersect and interweave the fabric of Milwaukee with my DNA. And so I want to know, at what point did he decide, I want to live? Like, if he decided I want a different challenge, that's another thing. But to go to Chicago, you can't weave the Milwaukee Brewers in your DNA and then Chicago is just like, hey, would you come here though, maybe? And then in like a day and a half, maybe less, say yes, that quickly without, I don't know, like, would it have been better if he made us, if he did? I don't, like, the fact that he's so quiet, acknowledge that you hurt me. Hey, clip this, Ordinary Joe, whatever the fuck your name is. Clip this and link to it next time. Fucking asshole.
So I agree. I get a lot of people, because I've been talking about this on my show and on Twitter a lot, because I love tweeting about the Brewers. And people are like, how can you, like, the professional media people of the world who've, like, covered him for a long time and know how the business works. And they're like, if you guys don't think that this isn't how the business works, or if you think that, like, he's going to turn down all that money. Like, yeah, I do expect him to turn down the Cubs money. 100% I expect him to turn down the Cubs money. Yeah, because that's not reasonable. But, Bart, we know fan is short for fanatic. This is not a logical – thank you. Like, go make all the money from the Mets. If he made $100 million to go start a baseball league in Saudi Arabia, I would have tipped my cap to him before I approve of what he's doing down in Chicago. You can't do it. And he did it. I don't care what he's getting paid. I don't care what they promised him. You can't do it. You can't.
And why, if you're a fan of another team, like, who's anybody else in this kind of situation? Somebody that I can't even think, like, somebody that would grow up, manager, coach, player, whatever, someone who would grow up. Like, if all of a sudden there was, like, who's someone so Chicago that it's, like, makes you sick?
Like, Ditka?
Yeah. Or, like, I don't know. Like, yeah, Ditka. And he's just like, fuck it, I'm going to the Packers.
Yeah. Well, they offered me money. It's like, shut up.
But if Favre went to the Vikings to fuck you to the front office, is that what Council's doing? Because Mark's all pissed now. So Mark's all like, I'm going to be the champion. And people are like, yeah, Mark Adonazio. When we got to realize, like, he's gaslighting us too. Well, both of these guys are in a fake out contest for who to, like, pretend like they're more Milwaukee. It's a fucking Alex Lazary showdown.
I blame Craig.
Acknowledge that.
It was funny. I blame Craig more for this because I listened to the Mark Adonazio press conference and I drew my own conclusions. He sounded like he just got broken up with and he didn't expect it. He didn't see it coming. He sounded like a significant other called him and said, we're done. We're through. And from what Mark said, and my understanding of it from what I've read, is the Brewers all year long were extending goodwill to Craig. They're like, he's been here forever. He's our guy. He's unsure of what he wants to do. If he wants to keep managing, or if he wants to keep managing here, we'll let his contract run out. We'll let you explore your options. Well, and I think the understanding probably from the Brewers was, we'll let you go explore, go off. We want you to be happy, but can you keep us in the loop? And what Council ultimately did was, is he took all that goodwill that the Brewers extended to him, and he negotiated through media leaks. And then out of nowhere, he signs up to be the manager of our rival. And I think the Brewers have to be standing here thinking like, well, what the fuck, dude?
And it's such a blindside. It's not just that you did it. It's a blindside.
Yeah.
So you did it, but it's a blindside. That's like, sometimes if you're in the political world, you may see a phrase, the cruelty is the point.
Yeah.
I feel like the cruelty of this was the point. And so this goes back to well, I don't remember what I said this about, but they're trying to, like, Craig's on one side of the room flipping, like, fuck you, Mark. Mm-hmm. Mark's on the other side of the room. In between is all of us. So whatever you're going to direct at Mark or the Brewers, you are directing at all of us. And I'm sure at his press conference, he'll say, I love Milwaukee and the fans are great. And I love that, but you burned it down. You burned it down. You're lucky that ass was written ass. You kidding me?
Yeah.
I drove by last night wanting to say, fuck you, piece of shit, fucking worst person ever. But someone already wrote ass. So I was like, oh, okay, I'll keep driving.
Well, they got it covered.
So ass guy did the world a favor.
Yeah. I like your point about, okay, well, Craig is probably part of this decision is to stick it to the Brewers a bit for one reason or another. And we can talk about the relationship between Craig and the front office and maybe where it went south and why and all those things. But he's doing this to get back at the Brewers, but we're the ones who suffer. Brewers fans are the one who suffer. Because Mark's more than content, as bummed as he is, and he's publicly getting clowned when your top guy does this to you and it catches you off guard. But Mark's content to plug in the next guy. They've created this nice little baseball machine there. I think they can keep doing what they've been doing for the most part with another manager. It's not going to feel the same. It's not going to be as fun. It's not going to feel the same. But the Brewers fans are the ones who struggle. We don't deserve this shit. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not saying that I hope to see a World Series in my lifetime.
There's no reason to be cursed. We're cursed. Why?
I know. There's no reason.
Because
in my
we
mind.
Took the pilots, maybe.
I
say we can't be cursed because we got a baseball team stolen from us. But then we stole a baseball team somewhere else. So does that curse us? We're cursed. Something's cursed us. No franchise goes through this kind of shit.
Well, and it's Brewers. Look, Brewers fans don't deserve to go through this. Like the Hader trade and then Woodruff getting injured. Like the two Brewers that I probably feel the most connection to are probably Woodruff and Council. And Woodruff's going to get non-tendered after jacking up his shoulder before a playoff run. And Council just joined the rivals to the South in Chicago. The
I-94. Craig, like, okay, when he says I want to stay close to home.
Fuck you. How does that sound?
First of all, then just stay home.
Then just stay home.
Second of all, it's not your home anymore, boss.
Not anymore.
You can pay taxes here. You can have an address there. You can send your mail here. You ain't home.
No.
We see you. We see you at Sendix. You ain't getting high five.
No.
No, you ain't home anymore, fam. Well, how does he, like, I'm thinking of the first day. Okay, they'll play in spring training, and that'll be annoying. But the first day that he is in the bus from the hotel, he's gonna be in a bus from the hotel to the stadium. Or he can drive or whatever, whatever. But he's going to have a drive to the stadium. And it's not like when you drive past old places you work and remember what it was like then and how you've changed and things that have changed and the routes that have changed. You're driving into a place that you burned it down. And now you have to go back. What that first, I just, I can't. And And I hope Brewers fans boo him, but I don't know if there's going to be enough there.
Oh, there won't be.
There's like massive cheers.
That's the last stand for the spurned franchise. When Kevin Durant left Oklahoma City, I remember being in my college dorm room freshman year with my buddy saying, we need to watch this game Wednesday night on ESPN because the fans are going to let him have it, right? Or when LeBron James went back to Cleveland, or when Ben Simmons went back to Philly, although he didn't even play, so that was kind of – we're not even going to get that. We don't get that mechanism because it's all Cubs fans. So we can't even voice our displeasure with him because we're going to boo him. And think about this part. You know, things the Brewers fans don't deserve. You know, my Brewers hero is probably Craig Counsell. And it's probably, you know, Braun, but Counsell's been here forever. He's one of the greatest Brewers of all time. And if you were to try to explain to someone, well, our guy's Craig Counsell, a couple World Series. Well, he didn't win either of them with us. He won them in Arizona and Miami. And he's a great manager. Well, now he doesn't manage for us either. He managed for the Cubs. This is our guy. And he's made all his bones. And he's probably going to have his finest moments with other fucking teams.
Yeah, it's like us being Lions fans rooting for Matt Stafford.
Yeah. It sucks. It sucks.
I just don't want to see it. I don't want to do it. Okay, so I'm already picturing the Cubs fans. Look at this guy, Cope. At what point, like, you had 108 years of suck, and then it paid off for you. As a Brewers fan, we know that there won't be.
That's not coming.
If we have 108 years of suck, that's just like, okay, we're halfway there from 216 years of suck.
Of suck. Yeah.
So there's no light at this end of the tunnel. And for Cubs fans to have been through all that pain and agony and then delight that their neighbors to the north are feeling it too, it really is. It speaks really poorly as who they are as people.
I agree. And I'll put Ryan Horvat on blast.
These are the exact things I said to the Chicago audience, I want you to know, on 670 The Score.
Good. And I'll say it to Horvat. You know, I've had to listen to Horvat for the last 3 years on your programs and others. Be like, oh, I fucking hate baseball. I hate the Cubs. This team's fucking terrible. I don't even spend time watching them. Well, guess what? The last couple of years, those Cubs teams that haven't been good enough for you to watch, that's the type of team that Craig Counsell has willed to the playoffs in Milwaukee the last couple of years.
Now you're going to get Craig Counsell, Shohei Ohtani, Juan Soto, Derek Jeter clone. You're going to get Joe DiMaggio. Someone's going to take a mosquito that bit Carl Yastrzemski and turn him into a fucking new person.
Oh. Yeah.
You're going to invent the time machine that goes into the future to get the best players 30 years from now and bring them back here. Like, and then it's going to be like, oh, Craig Counsell's a genius. Well, because I've added Juan Soto third, and I've added Babe Ruth the fifth, fourth. Fuck you.
It's gonna suck. It's gonna suck. When is it our time?
I don't think it's gonna. So I want to quit.
Yeah. Fuck. Yeah, and I love this team.
But what's the point?
What is the actual point? You're correct.
So now we're gonna be like, is there a comeback story? Is there we beat the Cubs? And then what though? We're not going
to
do it.
And then lose in the NLCS soundly to a team now, that's much better.
We did talk about this with Paul Emig a couple weeks ago about if the Brewers could use a change of something. But yeah, I think Counsell going to the Cubs supersedes any of that, makes that all irrelevant because you've got this like that. No, it's like two ants talking about where they go to dinner. And then one place is closed, and then a giant foot steps on him. Like, there's bigger fucking problems now than clubhouse culture.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I don't know. This franchise is really good at reminding its fans that things can always get worse. From the hater trade, to then losing in the playoffs, to then Brandon Woodruff getting hurt before the postseason, to then losing to the Diamondbacks. To them, which, by the way, the sick irony in losing to the Diamondbacks, and this is what was lost in the whole, the streak of teams that beat the Brewers to make the World Series. The irony that was lost in the Brewers losing to the Diamondbacks is the Brewers are the team, the self-proclaimed team. Just get in and get hot. And they lost to the team who got in and just got hot.
They've always done that, yeah.
So I, you know, I don't know. What is the point? I don't know. If Craig Counsell, who, and if you've used this wording, and I think it's funny, has behaved at times like he's a direct descendant of Bernie Brewer, if that guy says, shit, man, we can't win here. I'm never going to win here. If that guy says that, then what am I supposed to think?
If Craig Counsell leaves the Brewers to go to the Cubs, how am I supposed to, in the next 5 months, find enough things that excite me for opening day? Like, what fucking middle reliever are we going to have to sign? Like, there's, well, like, everything's ruined. Oh, but Jackson Chourio's coming up. Oh, great. I don't fucking care.
Well, Aaron Ashby, I mean, he should be healthy this year. Ethan Small. Now, Ethan Small had a setback last year, but he's a
type. Do you think there's any way Mark just says fuck it and puts all of his investment into payroll? Just like, because nothing's worse than a lover scorned. Mm-hmm. And so Mark's going to buy a bunch. He's going to buy a new Lamborghini, a new fucking house, a plastic surgery wife, so to speak, in terms of the kind of like, okay, you don't want to be here? I'm going to fucking spend every dollar, every one of my last dollars, my kid's inheritance, see ya, all to get back at Craig.
Well, and what's annoying is the year to do that would have been the last few years. Like, this upcoming year, they're not going to have Woodruff. They're flip a coin. I don't know if they'll have Burns. But the year to go out and get the big price corner infielder or the big price DH was the last couple of years. Like, this upcoming year, I don't know if it makes sense for the Brewers to go in and spend money and acquire talent. So that might be the worst part of all this, is they're going to take a step back next year, which would have been fine if we could have just had our guy managing the team. But now that's even too much to ask for. Forget a World Series. It was just kind of fun to have the hometown hero managing the team. And not only did he leave, but he went directly to our rival in the middle of the night.
Yeah, I don't think there's any comparison. I don't think that you could. I mean, because it's not just, it's every level. It's, you know, his kids winning state, and we're like rooting for his kids. Like, Brewers fans watched his kids play at state and rooted for them.
Mm-hmm.
There's never going to be a level of a guy that's so representative of a franchise. And then really in 2 days decide to throw it all away.
Throwing it all away.
Yep. That's where I went. Yep.
Your mind went to Genesis as well.
Oh, great tune.
God, great, great album. Great band. God, this is fucking depressing.
What's my favorite Genesis song?
Oh,
you know what one I like is the one about Jesus.
Jesus, he knows me. It's got a good breakdown.
He knows me, and he knows I'm fine.
It's got a good breakdown section in the middle.
I've been talking to Jesus all my life.
Oh, yeah, he knows me. Yeah, this man, I don't have Horvat. Are you having Horvat on this week? Don't fucking have him on. I don't want to hear him. I don't want to hear, oh, I hate baseball. Baseball sucks. And now all of a sudden, this is the most important thing in the world to all Cubs fans. I won't have it. I won't have it.
Well, there's only one way for me to recover from this. I'm about to do something that nobody recommends, not even the people that make it. I'm going to have hempios. I'm going to have a cereal bowl full of hemp. Happy Place hemp gummies.
We used to call, that's a spinoff of the Skittles party. Did you guys ever do that back in the day?
No.
I had a high school teacher explain to me what that was. It's where you take all of the parents' prescriptions and you dump them into a bowl and mix them together.
I'm going to order. Let's see. Which one should I order? Again, this is not, don't. Just comedy. No. Order from happyplacehemp.com, promo code BART, 25% off. And if you're feeling, you like, take one gummy. Or maybe two, if that's better for you. You know, you work it out. You play along. I'm just at the point where I'm gonna buy some of the, oh, that'd be good, the green apple ones, the Delta 9s. And then they come in a little container. I'll take a few out for, you know, displacement purposes, and then I'll pour milk in and just go yum 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 yum.
Cinnamon milk, cinnamon apple milk.
Yeah.
What are you talking about,
Bart? Why are you laying on the couch for 4 days straight? I made gummy cereal, honey. Why? Because Craig Counsell tore down the fabric of everything I know about loyalty.
Thank you for not being, and Paul is this guy. So we're going to get a dose of this next week. It's like, if you think for a second that Craig Counsell cares about the fans more than he cares about money and opportunity, don't be that fucking person. I get it. I see Ted Davis being that person, Jen Latta, Drew Olsen, which I get because Drew Olsen's like known Counsell for a million years. And
he did care about the fans, or at least he made it seem like he did.
Sorry, I listened to him. Sorry, yeah. My mistake was listening to the words that my manager said.
He went the extra effort. It'd be like, I talk about the people like, okay, Rob and Chris at Happy Place Hemp. Mm-hmm. They were there for the moment I started a podcast. They're like, we want to do something. 25% off has been great. And then people have used it. And then I've connected other, like, work and all these people, Tupelo Honey coming on board. And everybody that's Carl, then seeing the C, I'm getting to see Dan Shaney. And I really appreciate every single person that has been a part of this podcast in any stealing time from your life. I mean, I owe a lot of people an immense amount of just like gratitude, if not more. And then what if one day there was just a recording that came out that was me being like, I got to tell you, I hate every one of these fuckers with a dying passion.
Mm-hmm.
Cause it'd be like, because then you'd be like, well, okay, but then why did Bart go constantly out of his way to say those things? He didn't need to say them as much as he did, but he did.
And what people are thinking, Craig didn't come out and say he hates the Brewers and hates Brewers fans. He didn't have to, because with what he has done, he might as well have said it.
But he did.
He did. That's what he said. Actions speak louder than words. Yeah, he spoke loudly on Monday afternoon.
He said it. Yeah. Like, fuck, shit. God damn it. Motherfucker. Those are words that could be, I would just like a perpetual spray painting of swear words on the sign. So when ass goes away, let's put fuck.
Just one word.
Yeah. When fuck goes away, you know, and when the Cubs are in town, the C word might be appropriate. I don't know. I'm not the one spray painting. I already washed all that off my fingers. I'm good to go.
Onabam's comment was really funny the other day. What did he say? He was writing? Assuredly a winner in our book or something like
that. Yeah, we didn't mean to do ass. But then the cops came. We wanted to say assuredly a winner in our book.
You were about to wrap up, and I shouldn't.
I still like the comment. Somebody said a comment of, I hope he tears his Achilles on the fourth pitch. I still think that was maybe the funniest thing I've read.
Yeah, and we've had callers to Bill's show in the midday or like, well, I don't know if I can bring myself to cheer for him. No shit, you shouldn't bring yourself to cheer for him. You should be actively cheering.
In Wisconsin, we're going to feel like, oh, we have an obligation to cheer for our guys. Yeah, well, guess what? He doesn't want to be your guy anymore.
No.
Cheer for your guys all you want. Someone's like, this is just like J.J. Watt not taking less money to play with the Packers and go, no, it's what?
It's not even close. Why do we always equate things? Why are we always, always doing this?
We suck.
Now, I'm not going to tell people how to fan. I guess if you really want to cheer for Counsell, go off. I won't tell people how to fan, but come on.
Have a nice baseball season next year. I'll talk to you in October.
Yeah, well, I'm making plans for spring training. I'm going to get in there ground floor with the new manager. All I ever wanted was to be friends with Craig Counsell, and well, that dream is dead. So, yeah.
Bye.
Bye, Bart.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Let's talk to Tim Shea, my ride or die in life.
Is this going to be on the Dan Shaney stream or no?
This is a Dan Shaney YouTube stream and a podcast audio. Let's go, crew towel. There you go. Tim asked me that because he is a prop, and it's a Brewers towel. Now, I'm glad that you asked me that. I have props, too, that I can use. I can use my I've got, like, Craig Council bobbleheads and stuff. What do I do with them?
Oh,
Tim's getting one on the top of his fridge.
Oh, shoot. I'm too short.
You're too short to get out of your fridge. Come on. I haven't had a cough for 2 months. You're going to bring it back, you little,
all right,
you little troll.
Look, I'm grabbing the chair.
Tim's trying to Oompa Loompa his way over to his fridge. Oh, my God.
One, two,
you got to get this on YouTube.
Ha!
Short little man trying to get on his fridge.
All right.
2 counts of bobbleheads.
I'll put my friends right here. I'll just hold them.
Let's go. Do we break them? Do we sell them? Do we? He ripped the head off.
He's done.
Oh, no. What about the other one?
Sweatshirt.
Remember, you waited in line for those bottles?
I waited in line. Like, look at this poor thing. This is throwing Craig Council when he was in a, I don't know. When he played the field, I guess.
You wanted them so badly. Hey.
Oh, can I have that? I need to replace this.
Yeah, you want it?
Oh, no.
This is what Craig wanted.
All right. Now that's going to make me go get the last guy.
When he left... This is what he spent 18 hours mulling over a Cubs offer for. It was that all these Brewer fans that I've gaslit for years are gonna feel betrayed by me, and the money's worth enough that I don't give a shit about them. I don't care.
I have batting Craig Council too.
This one didn't break good enough. This is like indestructible. What the fuck, Craig?
I can't rip the whole head off, so this is what we have now.
Mine won't break. Mine's just like chipping. It's like insult to injury, man.
Look at the smirk they put on his face in this one.
Yeah, they're like painting him. They're like, smile like you just left us for the Cubs.
So replacing Craig Council now will be William Contreras.
He had a few emoji that he tweeted.
Yeah.
All right, you know what I want from you? 3 shakeaways on Council leaving for the Cubs.
How about 3 shameaways? Good riddance. Sure. Goodbye.
Yeah, shameaways.
My first shakeaway. Good job to whoever wrote ass on Craig Council's part.
What? You're getting quiet.
Can you hear me? Is it the music? Is the music
too
loud?
We're going to have to do shakeaways with no music.
The music's now too loud?
Yeah, I was having a problem.
Well, first shakeaway, rattled Whitefish Bay. They already put a tarp over the sign at Craig Council Field.
I would like to talk more about the ass that was written on Craig Council's field. And it was not me. I specifically said if I went to the field to do anything, it would be to poop.
It was not me either, just so you know.
Unless anyone found poop there. It wasn't me. First of all,
I'll be right
I do
back.
Have an alibi also. Okay. Now, I see in the morning that there's this vandalism that occurred. I see this on Tuesday morning.
Shout out to CBS 58's Mike Kirkhoff, the first one to get it, by the way, this morning.
So did Mike just like drive by?
He lives on the northern part of Milwaukee. So,
Yeah, because all the news stations then had it. Was this like a tip line or was this Kirkhoff driving by?
He said yesterday that he goes, when this happened, in an email, he goes, something's going to happen there. Like they're going to vandalize it or take it down. So he goes, just by hunch, he's like, I'm going to drive by tomorrow and just see if anything's there. And he took that picture. He goes, 2 o'clock in the morning on his way in.
So there's a Craig Council Field in Whitefish Bay, for those that don't know, and there's a sign that says it, and somebody spray-painted the word ass late Monday night, early Tuesday morning. And I feel like that's the least offensive thing. Like, you might as well just put jerk. Like, you vandalize property, okay, that's bad. We all know. But if you're gonna go there and write ass, like, that's nothing. And then the news is blurring out the word ass. And then they're blurring it out where it's like a three-letter word we can't say. Then my mind's going crazy.
Credit to us that at least we kept the SS. Where stations...
It's 2023 and you're blurring the word ass.
It's not a TV word. It's not like radio. This isn't like radio.
No. Everybody's so sensitive about the word ass, yet there's these... Watch politics.
Oh, I know.
We don't have role models in this country anymore. Craig Council was my role model, personally.
And now look.
I have a phone number in my phone that I believe is his.
Oh, dear. Don't. Don't.
I am going to delete it.
Now.
Because... I'm going to be with a lot of high school buddies in Pittsburgh this weekend, and I'm worried some things will happen. Should I just text him? Ass?
No, be like, Craig, want to come on the pod?
I'm like, Craig, can you just tell me, like, when you decided to throw away 55 years of being a Brewer fan? And now apparently the SI article says this was his dream job. That just sucks. You know what sucks about this? It's like the little brother aspect is, and I don't, you know, the last 10 years or so, Packers have been better. Brewers post World Series for the Cubs have been better. Bucks are certainly better. And I think Chicago gets annoyed that they can't trounce poor little Milwaukee all the time, even though no truer lyric than Bears still suck. That's why they come here every chance they get. Like they do. They Illinois people love, because if you're in the city or around the city, where do you go? You're not going to go. I mean, you could go to Galena, I guess. You can't go east because then you're in Gary, Indiana.
Indiana.
It could be the most beautiful day. Somehow it's always like stormy and foggy there. And then if you go south, it's just flatland. So of course they run to the lakes. They run to Lake Geneva. They run to Door County. There's a lot of great places in Wisconsin that they come, and they keep coming here, but they come like it's their little playground, and now they were able to get not just Council. You know, it's one thing if you get Council, and he's just like a manager. Like, people are trying to say, it's like if LaFleur went to the Bears. No, it's not. It's like if Curly Lambeau went to the Bears. You know? It's like if Bud Selig said, I'm going to buy the Cubs. That's what it's like.
And I agree with you. This is worse than Brett Favre going to the Vikings.
But this isn't even like Giannis going to the Bulls. This is more insulting to me. That might suck. I don't know. But this isn't like Favre, that sucked, and people leave. Molitor, that sucked. But this was a pure insult. And again, you know, we can talk about money.
He was born a Brewer.
Yeah, that's just the thing. It's like, so all this stuff we said, there was a price on it, and we were duped into thinking maybe this whole time there wasn't. But even still, had he gone to the Mets, that would have sucked, and then we would have been mad, right? But we would have been like, okay, money. But this is more than, this isn't just money. This is you left one way of life for another. It's very insulting. I can't believe he's gonna actually show up at Miller Park as a Cubs manager. I can't believe he's gonna go through with that.
I know when the Bart Winkler tailgate should be next year, May 27th.
Oh my God, you want to?
Should we do it? At least you and I need to go to that game.
May 27th? I don't want to go to that game.
Isn't that the first? Yeah, I think that's the first time.
Oh, Memorial Day.
Yeah.
So I had said something online about how it's going to suck. You're going to go to that game. There's going to be a family of four wearing council jerseys in front of you that are Cubs jerseys. And my guy Radar at the Mix was commenting like, I've never seen Cubs fans wear managerial jerseys. I know there's people that have worn Madden jerseys, but whatever. He just hasn't seen it. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if the Cubs fan base has never – it doesn't matter if not one managerial shirt or jersey ever sold. What better, like, insult? I mean, that what better – if I'm a Cubs fan, I'm buying that shit immediately because it just does – it doesn't just say that I'm a Cubs fan and I support my manager. It says, look what we got from the Brewers. So even if Cubs fans never bought shirts, they're buying shirts now, man. Absolutely.
It's you know, you go, what's your highest selling jersey? Dodgers. I don't know. Cody Bellinger. Clayton Kershaw. Rangers. Seager. Cubs. Craig Council.
It will be. Unless they get Shohei or Soto or something. It will be.
Craig Council, your manager, is going to be your number one seller just to get us. Okay.
So you've worked with the Brewers. I mean, is Mark the worst person in the world to work for? Because everybody's running away, it seems.
I guess. I mean, and I had a different view of it. Mark doesn't care. Like, our stuff, like the front office, please. He's not. He doesn't care about that. He puts someone else in charge.
Of, like, what, game ops?
No. Just the whole office itself. Like, the front office. Other than baseball operations. Pretty much anyone that's...
No, I don't know. I don't think that's too crazy. That shit's boring.
But you're
if I own a baseball team, I don't own it because I want fucking Tim Shea to dance with Barrel Man.
No, but your owner should be at least involved. Not involved, but should, know... what's going on in the office, right? At least know that.
I suppose.
That's my opinion, but.
Well, and then Craig told him, according to Mark, Craig told him that he was thinking about leaving at the end of the season. I would have fired him.
You would have. That would have been crazy.
They'd be like, "Why'd you fire Craig?" And he told me he doesn't want to be here, so I fired him. He basically gave his 2 weeks. Council gave his 2 weeks to Mark, according to Mark. He gave his 2 weeks. And then Mark's reaction was, "Well, I don't want anyone to know about this," instead of "get the fuck out of here." What was firing Council?
Wait, what? I remember this. Didn't it come out like, "Oh yeah, we talked," and that's Craig, up to Craig, Craig's decision. If I were Mark, I would have came out and said, "Yeah, he doesn't want to be here." Like, let's see what kind of reaction you would have gotten from the fans, the last weekend of the season and into the playoffs. Would have been an interesting move. Mark's playing the role of, well, we'll see what happens after this season.
Well, then somebody asked me, too.
Put him in the hot seat. Make him uncomfortable.
No, someone didn't ask me. I saw the tweet. I saw BrewPack tweeting about, who do you blame between Mark and Craig? And really the two of them have been in like a tango of trying to be like, which fan base can I sucker into thinking that I actually care about this place? Craig's been a wizard at it forever. And Mark, Mark in one breath is saying, you left the community. What a great place. Well, he's trying to nickel and dime the fucking public for tax money. It's just, it's bad. It's bad outlook all the way around. Everything's bad. Everything's just bad. Everything's bad.
Yeah, it's bad, but it's the Brewers. What did you expect? Like, this couldn't even go down, like, well. Whatever. Like, you know, he goes to the Mets, we all move on. Like, okay, we saw that coming. I wouldn't have even been mad if he went to the Mets or the Astros or the Cleveland. Like, we would have been, okay, we were kind of expecting that, right? Yep. Okay, good. But this just opened a whole new can of everything.
You can still do the Brewer thing. Like, I love Milwaukee. I live in Milwaukee. I am Milwaukee. I am Bernie Brewer. And go to New York and say, I just wanted a different challenge, and I wanted to see if I could manage with a little more resources given. I understand the social, or the, not the social, but the financial constructs of being a team like Milwaukee. I understand that. And I enjoyed managing that way, but I also want to win a World Series. And I want to, like, I have, this is my life. This is a personal challenge that I want to take on. And I want to know, I don't want to have the regret. I want to know. And that's even like, that's somewhat of a justification. We'll see what he says. He may say the same kind of stuff. But it's the Cubs. You don't do that and kick your buddy David Ross out.
So between now and Monday, when he will be introduced as the Cubs manager.
That's happening Monday?
Yes, that's what I heard, Monday. Is there, like, I don't even think he's allowed, like, I shouldn't say I don't think he's allowed, but I don't think there's going to be anything in the paper, you know, like a full page, thank you, Milwaukee. I don't think that's going to happen.
Why would he? The Journal Sentinel should fake one, and then that'll sell copies because we'll all buy it to burn it.
Like, right?
I can't believe it. This bobblehead barely broke. His foot broke and his arms broke, but the head's still there. I shouldn't have broke this. I regret that.
Well, why? Look at my
cat broke.
Try tearing the head off. You can't.
Ow! Some real good Dan Shaney YouTube prop comedy happening between me and Shay.
Now hold it up, and then you know that's your crew.
So how do I get reignited for the Brewers? Like, I'm already down on the playoffs. I'm already down on the length of the season. God knows what our team's going to look like.
That's the key. What will the team look like? Is this going to be a total, like, we don't even have Brandon Woodruff.
If somehow this publishes after news of a manager signing, I'm still going to keep it in. Who do you want?
It's who do I want? Some of the guys. Okay. I wouldn't mind if somehow Tampa Bay goes full, like, whatever, and says, sure, you can interview Kevin Cash. I wouldn't mind him. You got to. So here's the thing.
I'm a sucker for Don Mattingly. I want someone to be our manager that was on The Simpsons.
I was listening to The Score earlier this morning. And they're like, the Brewers should just go all dickish and hire just an asshole.
No, the Brewers should hire David Ross.
They want them to.
Yeah, I know they think he's a shitty manager, but
there was someone saying that they really like David Ross on the show.
If you're gonna sign our guy, then we're gonna sign yours.
I kind of like the two guys that apparently are retired, Francona and Dusty Baker, but Francona's got health issues.
Francona, former Brewer himself.
Dusty Baker would be a good fit here, I think.
Yeah, but they're not coming.
I know. So realistic.
And now they know. Here's another problem. We offered Craig 5.5. So now they know that we'll offer. So now.
I got you.
So Dusty's not coming back for three.
No.
He's not coming out for four. Even if you hire, like, Ricky Weeks.
No, stop. I mean, do the Brewers just give it to Pat Murphy and say, put him in a corner and say, who are you going with? Council to Chicago? Or are you staying here?
Why wouldn't Pat go with Craig? He's got no affiliation.
Unless they offer him the manager position, right?
Yeah, but other than that, what are the tentpoles keeping him here? Tim Allen?
Oh, no, he's going. That's it. He's going. He's going to Chicago. The whole staff is. The Brewers will hire the Brewers will hire Quentin Berry.
The guy who struck out in 2017?
Yes.
Well. This sucks.
I know. I just was not. Oh, that bobblehead.
He gone.
The Cubs.
And it reinvigorates a Cubs fan base to be dicks and to really gloat. And there's people that don't even care about baseball. I see it on the YouTube video we posted, which got itself into Cubs fans are seeing it. And it's not even good insults. It's like cry more, clown, bitch more. Fuck you. I mean, what are we doing here? Well, at least you got the Badgers to look forward to.
Fuck. Northwestern, Nebraska, and Minnesota to close out the season.
Nebraska, Saturday night, NBC.
Guess who has another vacation?
When NBC got that Big Ten package, they're like, man, I hope second last week of the year we get Nebraska, Wisconsin, when they're both 3-6.
Still in play for the Big Ten West.
Are we assumed to make a bowl?
We need to win one more.
We have 5 wins?
Yep.
Okay, well.
I could see them winning all 3 games. I could see them winning one.
Yeah, they're so bad. Like, how do you with any confidence say they're going to beat Nebraska or
Northwestern? I could see them beating Northwestern and losing to Nebraska and Minnesota.
Well, they got to beat Minnesota.
I don't know.
Who cares? Okay, what are rivals anyway? How do we know that Fickell's not just going to fucking say, I love being a Badger? And then how do we know that Barry Alvarez isn't going to be the next AD of Minnesota?
He's a Badger. His grandson is a Badger.
How do we know that Aaron Rodgers isn't going to work his way back and then force a trade from the Jets to go to the Bears?
Born a bear.
Yeah, born a bear.
I don't know. I just, you know.
How do we know that Greg Gard's not going to pop up at University of Illinois?
Hey, the Badgers basketball team set a Kohl Center record the other night, Monday night.
What, people that stayed through the end of the game finally?
No, it wasn't on TV, so that's the only way you could have watched it.
Wasn't on Peacock? Oh.
That's Friday's game.
Badgers won. Marquette won. The Panthers of Milwaukee got it done.
I'll be at the Marquette game Friday, I believe.
Who's Marquette got Friday?
Ryder.
Oh, Ryder from Paw Patrol?
No.
Oh. Different Ryder? Well,
who do you think the Brewers are going to manage or hire? Who do you think and who do you want? I know who you want, Dave Ross. So who do you think?
No, they'll hire some guy. I read an article in The Athletic. The name was Walker McKinven.
What if they go out and hire like Tony La Russa?
I hope they do. Just fuck it. Just blow it up. It's too early to say who might be on the Brewers' list, though one internal candidate to keep an eye on is Walker McKinven, who has been with the organization since 2016, spending the last 3 years as the associate pitching, catching, and strategy coach. I type in Walter McKinven, and the first 5 images that show up are Sophia Minert, the Red Sox logo, the Brewers front office, and Vinny Rotino. The fuck is Walter McKinven? Walter McKinven looks like all my high school friends merged as one person minus 100 pounds.
What about Marcus Hanna? No.
Coos for Kids. Other internal other candidates include Mark Kotze, Gabe Kapler, Walt Weiss. Ooh, I always liked him. Clayton McCullough, Rodney Linares, John Mattingly, Andy Green, David Ross.
There's no John Gruden in there?
There's no John Gruden in there. Although the La Russa is kind of like your Gruden take.
Boy, could we by the end of this Packers season, could we have gone through a new Badgers coach and then they hire Fickell, a new Brewers manager, and possibly a new Packers head coach?
No.
Are you sure?
No.
Okay.
Hey, I apologize. I was talking all about me and Rami and our lunch, and then I did it right in front of your face, and I didn't even invite you, really.
That's fine.
It wasn't a serious invite, and I apologize for that.
It's all right. We can do lunch soon.
But I would like to go with you. You know, I don't. You probably didn't listen. I sat next to Gruber.
Oh?
I saw Gruber on the street right after the council news. And I was going to interview him like TMJ4 did after Giannis. But I couldn't do it. I couldn't get myself to do it.
Bart, I would have. See?
But then I'm glad I didn't, because then he went inside Tupelo Honey too and sat right by us. He sat right by us. So through the end of November, here's what happens. If you go and make the reservation online at TupeloHoneyCafe.com. Then it says like special request or whatever. And just put in like Bart or Bart Winkler Show or Bart. I'm here.
Wait,
for Bart.
Is this real?
Yeah.
Do you know? Oh, I didn't know that. Yeah, nice. That's awesome.
Is what real?
That you get a discount?
Yeah, they're partners of the podcast.
I did not know that.
Yeah.
Oh, I might have to go there now.
Make a reservation, put Bart in there, okay. And then everyone will know. And 20% off food for up to you and six people.
I'm going there. I'm in.
I hope Gruber, apparently Gruber goes there a lot, so he can see celebrities. And I hope Gruber, somebody tell Gruber, you know, he don't get rich by spending money. Somebody tell him to put Bart in the mentions for reservations and make it happen. Downtown on the corner of Clybourne and Broadway, across from the public market, but on the other side of the 794, which will be torn down soon. So someday there'll be a beautiful park in front of Tupelo Honey. I cannot wait. And there's already the pickleball park. Yep. Yep, you can catch Bill Walsh and the rest of your CBS cronies down there.
They love it every Friday.
Do they play at that one or they play at a different one?
They play at that one.
That one? Grodzki?
Yep.
Yeah. Well, I hope they go to Tupelo Honey after and use the code. Remember, on weekends, they do have a brunch. I got the sriracha chicken on Monday, which was very good, with a side of grits. So, again, TupeloHoneyCafe.com. And, you know, make sure you go to the Milwaukee one.
I will have to tell Kevin Holden that. He is a big fan of Tupelo Honey.
Yeah, make sure you use my code.
I will. I will let him know.
You get 20% off. Make a reservation, use my code. It's not even a code. It's just you type it in. Well, I should go there with Kev.
You guys should. I'll come.
Oh.
All right, well. Brewers, I guess, need a manager.
Why don't you apply?
Think about it. Would you be
if I don't get around to a post game show on Sunday because I'll be at Pittsburgh? You should host one.
Would you be my? All hell breaks loose. By the way, your boy Q and Q
Jake
Q had some awful takes on.
I think Q's a Skrull. I think Q got taken over by a Marvel Skrull.
Oh my god, maybe I should be a Cubs fan. Go.
That's not Q. That's not the Q. Q I saw Q at the Bucks game. I sat pretty close to him, and then he gave me a ride to Pato. The Q that I saw on Friday last week was not the Q that's been jumping on here. Q got taken over by a Skrull, and it probably happened at Pato.
That was bad.
I think there's Skrulls running around Pato.
And then he asked Jake, too, for wanting the Packers to lose. They're not. They're going
to
win.
You been to Pato yet or the second floor?
Mm-hmm.
It's like a new casino came to town.
I know. You don't even have to go downstairs.
Yeah, but so we went downstairs.
Yes.
Tables were closed. Machines were broken. They want to shuttle everybody. What was up there before?
Bingo.
Was it like those banquet halls too and stuff?
And a banquet hall, yeah.
Where the fan played wiffle ball all those years ago?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, it's amazing. Even like the walls, like their LED boards now. I like went up there and touched it once.
Yeah.
Oh. I'm like, is this real? Yeah.
You ever seen an LED board before?
Yeah, I have, but not like right in front of me. Like walk right in front of it. Mm. Ceiling to wall LED? No. Or ceiling to wall. Floor to ceiling?
Yeah, we played wiffle ball up there.
That's but yeah, good stuff. What are you doing?
I made a commercial for wiffle ball. I was looking to see if I had it still.
Oh, okay.
I don't know that I do. That's a bummer. It was like, take me out to wiffle ball.
God.
Yeah. I thought it was pretty good, actually, but I guess not. So I'm going to go to Goodwill and look for a Craig Council bobblehead since I
So what's the Brewers slogan next year? A whole new us. A whole new ball game. Remember, my still favorite one was, we're taking this national.
We got fucked.
Yes.
We got betrayed. We got screwed.
Sign up for Paddle Wiffle Ball. Bring a team with a few of your friends. Play former Brewers and guys from the fan. But hurry and sign up as fast as you can. You can.
Where's the music?
That was just the raw recording.
Oh, that sucks.
That's hey, no we fun. Got that.
All I why do I have the dry recording without the Jesus? I gotta go through some stuff. All right, Tim, love you.
All right, Bart, take it easy. Go Brewers.
Go Brewers. This is my crew. What the fuck? All right, man. This is also very, very dumb. Craig Council. Craig Council did this. Craig Council. People are so mad. I got a first time, long time on the Carl's Place voicemail. 402-915-BART. 402-915-BART.
Hey, Bart. Al here. First time, long time. Usually I sit back, listen to your show every morning, but this Craig Council thing's got me fired up, man, so I wanted to call in. Earmuffs. Fuck Craig Council. All you council lovers, this is what you deserve. He's not that great. It's going to be amazing watching him lose with a team that has a payroll of $300 million. And I'm putting my stamp on this right here, right now. You can tell Atanasio's pissed that Council left. Not only left, went to our biggest rival. And he's going to spend some money this offseason. And when the Brewers make it further along than the Chicago Cubs, it'll be amazing. I'll hang up and listen.
I mean, all that's great. I think it's a little wishful thinking. It'd be nice if this was the origin story of Mark Atanasio's spending spree. But I'm just not sure that that is going to be the case. All right. I do have some Packer thoughts. Packers, don't forget, have the Pittsburgh Steelers this weekend. Ooh, baby, baby. Looking forward to checking out that stadium. Been to a lot of stadiums, if anybody cares. Where has old Barty been to? I've been to Jacksonville, Cincinnati, Nashville, Indianapolis. Got out to, I did get to the Oakland Coliseum before they left. Got to Cleveland, been to Foxborough, Miami, Seattle, Charlotte, Dallas, Kansas City. I'm pretty fucking cool, aren't I? I would think so. Been to Soldier Field, but that was for a Man U Bayern Munich soccer game. And that was before that, when they came over here, they actually like play their good players. This is when they like play their C squads. Times have changed. Now the Americans love soccer, yeah. It's a pretty great sport, isn't it? Don't know what that was. So I got some football ones. John and Franklin. Always look forward to these. This was from the other day, Monday morning. It's a regret that it's coming now to you so late. Here's John on the Carl's Place voicemail. Carl of ET.com/Bart. Hey, it's winter time almost. Hey, we had a 70-degree day. Did you get out on the course? Yeah, one last time. Now you're stuck inside like the hamsters that we are. So get a golf simulator in that house. Oh, my God, in your garage, in your workspace, you're going to be like the best come spring. You've been playing all summer? Did you go down? Did you go winter in Arizona? How'd you get so good? I don't know. Title screen, Carl's Place. Carl of ET.com/Bart. Here's John.
Hey, good morning, everybody. It's
that's John, my line.
With the Better Late Than Never podcast response. Been listening to everybody's back and forth on the game Sunday. Very interesting. Very interesting. Interesting scenario for me because I had to work Sunday, and while I could have had a TV in the background, I mean, the work I was doing, I really couldn't have paid attention to the game. I did record it, but I ended up finishing up work literally at like 3:15 and was just starting to hit some, on the way home, some responses to the game. And honestly, I didn't know until I got home and my neighbor told me that they had won, because from the back and forth I was hearing on the radio, it sounded like they lost. I'm with Q. And
John's with Q? Oh, our guy Q.
Jake? To a point. And Bart, I see your point also. I found out when Favre left, for half a game, I was rooting against the Packers. As a matter of fact, it was a quarter. I was a Favre guy, and all of a sudden I realized where my bread was buttered. And I know that. So I could, if I would have had to sit and watch the game, I would not have been able to root play for play against the Packers. I wouldn't have. But I will say I was disappointed when I got home and my neighbor told me they had won. I'm just laying it. This is for me. This is my experience. I see both ends of this. And frankly, even if we were to lose a bunch of games, I understand we're not going to be any better than maybe like the fourth or fifth pick, considering the dreads that are in this NFL this year. But a move could be made to go up. An expensive move, but it could be made. And all I want is an open mind as to where to go forward from here. And what's at stake for all of us? Everybody wants this thing to turn around on a dime. And we in our brains, we know it can't. But, like, we went into this season not really knowing for the first time what our team was about. We didn't know. Were we a playoff team? Were we a bad team? Were we just going to switch quarterbacks and move on back to the low rounds of the playoffs? We had no idea. And after the first win, we all got overexcited. And then reality hit us square in the face. So all I can say is let's all be there for each other. We all love this team. We got different thoughts. Let's heat it up and get after it. But at the end of the day, we all want this team to be good. And we don't want to do like the Bears in Detroit and be bad forever to get there. I'm out.
All right, regarding the draft and some of the discussion about where everybody falls with that, if the Packers were bad enough to go for like one or two or even three, that's one thing. And some of you guys think that they are, but I think as you play out the season, they would not be. Like, you're going to have to, you want a tank, then you're playing Sean Clifford. And then what was the whole point of the tank? Love's going to win you some more games. Arizona's not going to win games. Carolina's not going to win games at Pitco's or Chicago. Chicago's not going to win games. The Giants aren't going to win games. That's four already. So that puts us at five, worst case scenario. You're going to tank the rest of the season, so you get the five pick. And then you say, well, no, it's about the rest of the rounds. Bart, instead of picking eighth in every round, you pick fifth in every round. Okay, well, by that point, everybody's board's different. You can jump up. I mean, I don't know. It's early November. I can't spend the next 9 weeks rooting against the team. If you're going to root against the team, do the method. Do where you don't watch the game. Don't follow the game and then get the result later. I find that very effective. I'm in 11 fantasy leagues. I kind of do that with my fantasy teams. I get sucked into the DraftKings when I play, and I always lose. But then I check my other teams later to see how I did. And it takes the emotion out of it. You know, it helps you maintain a more balanced lifestyle. If you're sitting there rooting against the green and gold, your body's fighting with itself. How could it be? Jake called in to comment on a conversation that he was a part of. I have Jake calling in. The transcript talks about how he loved Q's call. He was there. I'm a little confused, but here's Jake.
Good morning, Winklerverse. It's your boy Hot Take Jake. Let me talk to you after perhaps the most spirited Bart Winkler Packers postgame show that we've seen. Can everybody just calm down now? Okay, I think I figured this out. But first things first, I don't want to forget Q. Man, that might have been the greatest single Bart Winkler show appearance by any guest ever. Chef's kiss, that was amazing. Great job. Amazing takes yesterday. Now, I know why we're all upset, or at least I think I do. And I think it's because subconsciously we all know that this Packers season is going towards worst case scenario, no matter what you wanted out of this season. Now, Bart, I was kind of with you earlier in the year when you were like, the only thing that matters this season is figuring out what Jordan Love is. Well, for me, everything flipped when they got off to the shitty start, when Matt LaFleur showed his ass every single week with his terrible first half scripting and then not being able to do anything in the first half. Then I watched Caleb Williams play, and I'm like, all right, maybe it's time to just flip this thing.
You're talking a lot about this Saturday. Was that the first time you saw Caleb Williams play? If it is, that's fine. It's just all of a sudden you've been very Caleb Williams. You're pro Caleb Williams after he cried? Oh, everybody else is anti because he cried. But Jake watched that game and all he wants him. We already got a coach that cries. You want a quarterback that cries? Okay. To each their own. Where was I?
Able to do anything in the first half. Then I watched Caleb Williams play and I'm like, all right, maybe it's time to just flip this thing. Unfortunately, what's going to happen is they're going to win seven games. They're going to be picking like 13, 14 in the draft, kind of middle of the road. They're going to be so happy with those seven wins that they're going to say, LaFleur, Barry, let's do this thing again. And worst of all, we're not going to know what Jordan Love is. He's going to continue to give us one good game, one bad game, one good game, one bad game. And then we're stuck with that decision we didn't want to have to make, is do you give him the Daniel Jones contract? So again, nobody's happy. Which is why I loved how succinctly Q put it, when it's like, this team is disappointing because whatever you want them to do, they do the opposite. So that's where I think they're headed, basically hurtling towards worst case scenario this season, and that sucks ass. And I think that's why everybody's subconsciously mad. We all want the same thing. It's just we get a little bit in our emotions, which is fine. You know, it's 2023, almost 24. We're men. We're allowed to have emotions now.
Yeah, that's what you want. You want a team full of criers. The rest of the voicemail was about stuff that's already irrelevant, like Bucks games and stuff. So I'll cut you off there, Jake. Again, so we're not doing that every week, by the way. We're not doing this every week. It's not going to be a pulse. When I get on, it's not going to be, hey, I want to get on with Bart's show and talk about I wish we would have lost. We did that episode. We're done with that episode. If that's the take, then you can leave a voicemail or tweet, but we're not. You can talk about what you've seen in Jordan Love. You can talk about what you see in LaFleur. You could talk about whatever you want to talk about, but the take of, oh, I'm sad we won, eliminated from the show. No more. Banning it right now. We had the conversation. No more. We got to be bringing new, fresh, innovative. The content needs to churn, not be recycled. I have another take from Spark Guy. Spark Guy thinks he is the preeminent man to talk about this because he's a Bears fan and has watched shitty quarterbacks his whole life. Jordan Love is better. Okay. You tell him the year I got into Jordan Love, was Jay Cutler any better than this? And Jay Cutler is who they say is their best. Jordan, anyway, I didn't even listen to this yet. I think I see Rex Grossman in the transcript. So I'll play it here and see what happens.
Bart, Spark Guy here. Just checking back in on a topic of constant conversation around here. Jordan Love. I've made my opinions known for several weeks now, but I do have to touch on one point that I consistently hear, and I think as the perspective of a fan of a team that has, in my lifetime, never had a good quarterback, I think sometimes I get the feedback of, well, we don't know what good quarterbacking looks like, and yeah, great. But you guys don't know what bad quarterbacking looks like, and I think that's what I would touch on.
Disagree. No, 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 no. No, 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 no. We don't know what a whole we know what bad quarterback looks like. The it's funny, okay. I'm going to Pittsburgh. Packers last time that I remember them being in Pittsburgh, non-Jordy Nelson injury department, was when Brett Hundley went there. And Brett Hundley threw 3 touchdowns. And everyone's like, oh my god, Brett Hundley. And I said, guys, all these throws were ass. That was his best game. He was terrible. We've seen Rodgers be hurt and miss years at a time, and good quarterbacks didn't magically appear. We've seen bad quarterbacks. We know what it's like to go into a game and have no faith and shot in our quarterback. And also, a lot of people that are Packers fans are Badgers fans. It's been a whole lifetime of bad quarterbacks. And the one guy that was like good is the biggest douche on earth now. So we know what bad, and plus we've watched the Bears. We know what bad quarterbacks look like. We know what they look like. I do get offended by that for some reason.
With what I've seen over the last particularly 6 weeks from Jordan Love, but also his entire portfolio of work since he even came in last year. The thing that there's a misunderstanding with the people that are still waiting on Jordan Love is the moments. And he has plenty of moments. There are some unbelievable throws, unbelievable moves of athleticism that are pointed to as evidence that he will progress into the quarterback that everyone wants. That is someone that is not well-versed in bad quarterbacking. Bad quarterbacks like Zach Wilson are they're very rare, where it's pretty much bad all the time. Most bad to average quarterbacks have a lot of big moments. And for me, again, coming from a Bears perspective, my comp for Jordan Love, Rex Grossman. He makes these throws that are at times otherworldly. He's got all the arm strength in the world. He's got athleticism. But there are too many missed balls. There are too many missed decisions that place him in a category that is not going to ascend. And I think the other category I would point to is this idea that quarterbacking in the NFL is a steady progression of improvement. CJ Stroud is an exact example of most of these guys, if not all, have it or they don't. I can't think of the last elite quarterback that has been a slow progression toward great in the last 20 years. I would ask for someone to counter that. Rodgers was much different for his first seven games. People like Tony Romo, they figure it out quite early. So I think those are the two things. You guys don't know what bad quarterbacking is. It doesn't punch you in the face. It's the consistency and just missing too much. And secondly, there isn't this big wheel of progress. So that's my input now. See you, buddy.
I think if we think about like C.J. Stroud and Bryce Young, if you want to look at that, a lot of people want to be out on Bryce Young already. Threw three picks the other day. And C.J. Stroud's had a really nice start, and he's thrown more yards in a game. That game on Sunday he had was the best statistical game, according to next-gen stats, of any quarterback this season, rookie or otherwise. And if you watch C.J. Stroud, you're thinking, this is pretty good. And then if you're watching Bryce Young, you're thinking, this is pretty bad. And you can make those determinations after eight games. It's been half a season. But are you saying that's it? Like, this is it now? C.J. Stroud's a great quarterback and Bryce Young sucks? Are you definitively saying that? Because that's what people are definitively saying about Love. That's what pisses me off. And I think he did have a nice game. But nobody can focus on that now. Nobody's talking. I mean, I said this the other day. When he throws short, sometimes I'm like, oh, shit. When he throws long, I'm like, oh, boy. Every other pass I have immense confidence in because he's completing those. Third downs, driving down the field, you need 10 yards. Jordan will find you. There's been a lot of good to Jordan Love's game. But you come and you focus on the bad. Oh, you kind of threw that one behind him. Yeah, he's trying to make a play. He's trying to make a play because he's got the pressure of Packer Nation on his ass trying to think that he should be fucking Brett Favre. Come on. Ah! Quit whining, Bart. Look at these Brewer fans whine. You want guys to whine cheese with that wine? Why are so many people such fucking assholes? That's the show. I'm done there. These are not related to Spark Guy. Something else triggered me. It's fucking so stupid. God. You're better than this, Bart. Someone said that. When have I ever proven that I am? No, I'm not. I'm not better than this. That's the whole point. Fuck. See ya.